Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons bring a message on increase through wealth transfer. God places no limits on what faith can produce. Now let's join Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland, and Pastor George is my guest today again. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Gloria. It's so good
We'd
to be with you.
Enjoy hearing about increase.
Oh, man,
I'm
so excited about increase and the spirit of increase and what happened in our church last year when the Lord visited us and that spirit of increase came
Praise
on us.
God.
And it's been increasing ever since.
Hallelujah.
And we are just walking in a place where God originally intended us to be. When He said, be fruitful and multiply, the word multiply in the Hebrew is the word increase.
I didn't know that until you said that this week.
He basically said that man was destined to increase. I am destined to increase. I am destined to prosper. That's
Praise
what my future
God.
Looks like. That's what your future looks like. And we have discovered so many wonderful things we found out this week that were marked for increase. We learn how to be positioned for increase. And God is doing just amazing things. And I want to let you know that all of the outlines that we are working with here are available to you right now on kcm.org. Look for the picture of Gloria and me, click onto it, and you'll be able to get the outlines from this series as well as every series that we've done. And that's about 270 broadcasts that we have. By tomorrow, it'll be 270.
Wow.
All of those outlines are available to you absolutely free, as well as the clip from April the 17th of 2016 of when we had the offering come to the front at church and the Lord just began to speak to me about the spirit of increase. I laid hands on every church member there, every one of them for that spirit of increase. And at the end of the clip that you see, I'll be praying for you. So we'll be agreeing over your increase as well.
Hallelujah.
Today, Gloria, I want us to talk about increase through wealth transfer. This business of wealth transfer, I've actually been thinking about us doing a 2-week series on wealth transfer.
That'd be good.
I think that's in our future. But there's so much to say about it. But this particular broadcast today, there's something that really caught my attention. And it was, you remember the word from Charles Capps? It was February the 1st of 1978, that financial inversion shall increase. In these days. And when I read that the other day, Gloria, I saw that word increase. There it is. There's the word increase. And Charles said in 1978, financial inversion will increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. But release me, saith the Lord, release me then, and I come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
Amen.
For yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up, it will go down, but those who learn to walk in the Word shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Praise God.
There's coming a financial inversion in the world system. It's been held in the reservoirs of the wicked men for days on end, but the end is nigh. Those reservoirs are being tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It'll be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Praise God.
Now, according to that word in 1978, and that was a lot of years ago, 1978.
Yeah, it was.
But in God's time frame, it's just a few minutes. We are in the time right now, Gloria. And there's something else about this too. The Lord will give a word like that and we can ignore it. It goes back to what we were talking about yesterday is how do you hear the word? And I have a collection at home.
You see it like This is the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to. We can ignore it.
We can ignore it.
So the word of prophecy is the same way.
Same.
You believe it, receive it by faith. Mm-hmm.
And there are
times. Instead of ignore it.
There are prophecies all over the place that are there laying under
a. You know, I never had thought about it.
A layer of dust. I have a collection at home of all of the words of the Lord that Kenneth has given about our nation since 1988. I've kept those through all these years. And I've used them over and over again when we've done things politically and just, you have to contend for those words. You have to believe for those words.
You take it like you do the word.
Exactly. And I saw this the other day. And I've been thinking about this anyway, Gloria. I've been thinking about us doing a series, a 10-day series on the wealth transfer. Because we are believing for that wealth transfer.
Yes,
I'm believing for a Citation 10 Plus to land on this property any moment now.
Praise God.
Because of the wealth transfer. There are airplanes out there all over the place that belong to ungodly companies that need to come into the kingdom of God. And Charles Capps said, and this is what caught my ear, financial inversion shall increase. It will get bigger and bigger and greater in these last days.
Praise God.
It'll increase. Now, here's another word in point B. And this one was delivered by Brother Copeland March the 8th of 2012. And it's called the largest, most significant wealth transfer. Listen to this one, Gloria.
Ooh, I like that.
The largest, most significant transfer of property, goods, wealth, and people from the hands of the devil into the hands of God's people who are prepared to receive it. He said, I'm telling you, the biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind has just begun, and it's swinging into, and then he stopped and he said, it's moving over into its final stage, saith the Lord. This is 2012 he's talking about. And he said, back then, it's moving over into its final stage. It has moved over into its final stage. Now, whenever I read a word like this, I always look for the instruction, not just the good part of it, but I look for the instruction, I look for the warning.
What to do.
What to do. And he said here, the largest, most significant transfer of property, goods, wealth, and people from the hands of the devil into the hands of God's people who are prepared. Who are prepared. We must prepare ourselves for the increase of wealth transfer, Gloria.
Praise God.
We have to be prepared. Now, how do you prepare for something like that? I heard Keith Moore say this a long time ago. He said, faith prepares.
Faith prepares.
Gets ready.
I'd say you sow, you tithe, you believe God.
You believe, you sow towards that.
Mm-hmm.
You sow towards that wealth transfer. And I was going to give you this testimony at the end, but I'll give it to you right now. There was a pastor that last year I heard him speak. I was at Bishop Keith Butler's church, and he's one of Bishop Butler's sons in the Lord. And he pastors a church, Gloria, in the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And in this church, they have been believing for the land next door to the church. He approached the man that owned it. The man that owned it had been owning it for 10 years. He bought it, that was 10 years ago from last year, so that was 2006. He bought it in 2006 for $1,200,000. Well, he offered the pastor $600,000 for the land. And the pastor did not have the cash. So the pastor happens to be we need to get that testimony now that I'm thinking about it. He is a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and had been for many, many years. I got to talk to them at lunch when we were in Detroit together. And they are just, they just love this ministry and love you and Kenneth and so appreciate you. Well, the owner offered him $600,000. And for 2 years, this pastor sowed seed, just like you were saying. How do you get ready? You sow seed. And he was sowing seed towards the purchase of the land. Well, he thought he was sowing seed towards the financial purchase of the land. And oh, by the way, there's a hotel on the land. Well, this was last year in October, and the pastor was giving the testimony. He said one day the man came to visit him. And he told him, he said, you know, I'm getting old. He said, I'm tired of the hotel business. And he said, and he wasn't even saved. This man wasn't even saved. And he said, I was just thinking about it. And well, I've just decided to go ahead and give you the land and the hotel. I'm going to donate it to the church.
How about that?
Gloria, when I heard that on the inside, I just, wealth transfer. Mm-hmm. Wealth transfer. Yeah. This pastor just had $1,200,000, which would probably be more. That's what they bought it for originally.
Yeah.
I don't know what the price would be worth now, but there was a wealth transfer from that man's...
One transaction.
Woo! Yeah. And I want to donate it to the church.
Praise
God. To me, that was a sign of what Brother Copeland was talking about in 2012, what Charles Capps was talking about in 1978. The largest, most significant transfer. The largest. The word EST on the word large means bigger than anything else. The largest, most significant transfer of property, goods, wealth, and people from the hands of the devil into the hands of God's people who are prepared to receive it. Lord, show us how to prepare to receive the largest wealth transfer.
Praise God.
The largest wealth transfer. And Brother Copeland said, I'm telling you, the biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind has just begun. And it's swinging into, he said, it's moved over into its final stage, saith the Lord. Now, here's how we get it. And those who will listen to me and follow me and trust me, those who I have taught my word and have given authority to walk in these things, it's the most outstanding thing that the human eyes have ever seen. And the time is now. Your time has come. Your hour has come. So rise and do those things by faith that you know to do, and all that belongs to heaven will come into your hands for your joy.
Praise God.
Boy, that's a mouthful.
That is awesome.
It is. It is,
and that,
Gloria,
was spoken in 2012.
And I was thinking about that combined with Charles Capps' word about this wealth increase, wealth transfer increase coming in the last days. And we're here.
Look what it said, though. Your time has come. The hour is here. So it's time.
It's time.
So rise and do those things by faith that you know to do.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
Doing it by faith.
And all that belongs to heaven will come into your hands for your joy.
Wow.
Does that sound like God?
Gloria, I believe right now in the name of Jesus.
That is such an important thing.
For the people that are watching, our partners and friends, as well as Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Lord, we are releasing our faith for a new level of wealth transfer.
Praise God.
Into the kingdom of God. Lord, we are going to see the miraculous happen here at this ministry.
Praise God.
Father, we're going to see the miraculous take place with people that are watching.
Yes.
Miraculous wealth transfer of homes, cars, businesses, hotels.
Praise God.
Whatever wealth transfer there is out there, we all claim it together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Gloria, I'm stirred up about that.
I like it, George.
I've been stirred up about that for a long time.
Time is now.
I've been stirred up about that, and I've been stirred up about harvest, calling in the harvest that is ours. And the wealth transfer is part of our increase.
That's right.
Because there's a money system out there. We're talking about businesses that deal in the billions and the trillions of dollars. The Lord has need of these things.
Amen.
He has need of the aircraft. He has need of the equipment. He has need of the things that we need. There are going to be things placed in our hands if we will release our faith, saith the Lord. If we will release our faith and prepare ourselves for it, there will be things that will come into our hands that we didn't even realize that will be given to us. It is part of our inheritance.
Thank you, Lord. We receive
it. It's part of our inheritance.
We take it.
Now look at page 2. And I want to show you another word from Bill Winston. Oh, Bill Winston. Bill Winston is the... he said, Gloria, one time I heard Bill Winston say, if you're not living in the supernatural, you're living in the superficial.
That's a good word.
It's going to take... He said it's going to take living in the realm of the supernatural in this day and in this hour to make it. Mm. Just to make it. Well, concerning supernatural wealth transfer, I was listening to a series that he did and listened to some of these quotes. God is restoring the earth back into the hands of its rightful owners, as well as restoring the power or blessing to govern it. Because of Adam's sin, the earth was not in the hands of God's family. Now, God is working His redemptive plan to get it all back, what I refer to as a supernatural transfer of wealth.
Praise God. Isn't that something?
Ooh, the time has come, hasn't it?
That is so exciting.
The time has come. One of the major things coming in this hour is an explosion of wealth in the body of Christ. I receive it.
Amen, amen.
I would just say you need to go back and watch this particular program over and over again and all
count,
the way through.
Count me in.
Yeah, count me in. and you just say, I receive it. I receive
amen.
It. I receive
amen.
It. Bill Winston said, through divine favor, witty inventions, and the grace of giving, we are at the season of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of this planet.
Praise God.
Now, there's another witness there. Brother Copeland said the same thing. Bill Winston's saying the same thing. There will be inventions that will make the iPhone seem like child's play.
Praise God. Just one invention.
Just one invention.
Millions and millions and millions.
I'm looking for that, Gloria. I'm looking for the transfer.
Praise
the great
God.
Transfer, the increase of wealth transfer is on the body of Christ, if we will believe for it.
I believe for it. I'm going to start talking about it.
I'm going to talk about it, too. I'm going to talk about it, too. You know, Brother Copeland and I, we've been talking so much about the vision that the Lord gave him of the revival capital of the world. And it's so alive in him. I was over there the other day with you and Terry and Bibi and I were there with you and Brother Copeland. He preached to us for an hour and he was laughing and dancing around the room. And then he started saying things like, he said, what we are called to do with this revival capital of the world, the property that we have won't hold it. We'll have to have new property to get it. And I believe that's wealth transfer.
Amen.
I believe it's wealth transfer.
Praise God.
And those of you that are not familiar with that vision of the revival capital, it was in 1970 when Brother Copeland was flying in an airplane coming home from a meeting and he heard over his radio a voice that said, coming to you from the revival capital of the world. And Brother Copeland thought to himself, there's an entertainment capital of the world and that is Hollywood. There's a political capital and that is Washington. Where is the revival capital? And there was silence until 1993 when you and Kenneth came out to this property to check, 1973. You came out to the property to check it out. He put his foot on this property and heard the voice of the Lord say to him, this is the revival capital of the world and you are going to build it. And the Lord said to him, if you build it, they will come. And the reason I know this is because he had me make a brochure in 1979. And I wrote all of this down. And it exists to this day. As a matter of fact, Gloria, I had a copy of it and I've kept it with me all these years. They had a copy in the vault. Two copies in the vault. And listen to this. We've started talking about the revival capital here in the last 2 years. The printer that printed the brochure, he kept a box. He's given us a box just recently.
How about that?
And then there was a man in one of the parts of the building out here, an old part of the building that people don't go into. He found two boxes of it. It's a sign. It's a sign.
It's revival.
It's a revival. And it's happening. Gloria, it's happening at the church. Every Sunday is revival. Every Wednesday is revival. We are seeing the move of the Spirit like we've never seen before. We are there. We are in the place of the revival capital of the world, and it's happening right now. And we are believing for the wealth transfer, for everything that it's going to take. We are preparing for the first 10,000 people.
Praise God.
We can see them. We can see them coming.
George, you know, I don't know. I don't have all the dates and everything, but when we talk about the revival capital of the world, I think about how in recent, I don't know, the last year probably, You've seen all the immigrants coming into the United States.
Yes.
And you've seen just roads full of people coming, going somewhere. They're going from where they were into the, trying to get into the United States, and just hundreds, thousands of them. And I think about that revival capital of the world prophecy.
And there's been confirming word after word after word about it. Gloria, we're there. And it's going to take supernatural wealth transfer to do it.
Yeah.
And I believe that increase of supernatural wealth transfer is on you. I'll finish up. They've given us the 2 minutes. Bill Winston said, we are even going to see money supernaturally transfer into the bank accounts of the people of God.
I'll take that.
Why the transfer of wealth? Mainly for the advancing of the kingdom and bringing in the end time harvest of souls. God needs the wealth in our hands to fulfill the call that is on our lives for this generation. And I wrote down here, they gave us 2 minutes. Let's do a rapid fire here.
Go.
I'll read one, you read one.
You just go ahead and
read
them all.
Proverbs 13:22 Amplified. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous. Ecclesiastes 2:26, New Living. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please Him. In Proverbs 22, it says, do not exploit the poor because they are poor. Do not crush the needy in court. For the Lord, I will take up their case and will exact life for life. In Job 27:16, evil people may have piles of money and may store away mounds of clothing, but the righteous will wear that clothing and the innocent will divide that money. In verse 19 of that, Job 27, it says, the wicked go to bed rich, but wake up to find that all their wealth is gone. Proverbs 28:8 in the Amplified, he who by charging excessive interest and who by unjust efforts to get gain increases his material possessions and gathers it for him to spend, who is kind and generous to the poor. Mm-hmm. What I just read to you is the tip of the iceberg of the wealth transfer. It goes on and on and on and on. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they left with the silver and the gold. It was a massive wealth transfer. Father, today we take the increase of wealth transfer. Our time has come. We are there. And Father, we partake of it right now in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
And amen.
You know, it's not just you think about wealth being gold, silver, money, but attached to the gold, silver, and money is people.
Oh, yes.
People.
People.
People coming to God.
Coming.
People being born again.
Yes. Yes, Gloria. That's it.
That's the important part of the whole thing.
That's the most important. I believe for the wealth transfer of people into the kingdom of God.
Uh-oh, I got goosebumps. And Tim's saying we're out of time. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.